Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Plans being laid for a new look Barbados cane industry largely based on renewable energy rather than sugar. Heavy rains break a drought that the agriculture minister says hurt local food production. Men charged with murder for a Spitestown shooting. Missing 14-year-old boy found. Key finance expert predicts high prices will continue, but gives government high marks for its management of the economy. And regional police commissioners meet in Trinidad and Tobago to discuss transnational organized crime. I'm Carol Toppin. Your details just ahead. Plans are being laid for a new-look Barbados cane industry that's largely focused on renewable energy production rather than just sugar. Chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seely, tells Starcom Network News that while there isn't yet any firm timeline for the transition, the process is advancing for power generation from biomass and solar.
Actually, we're working on biomass numbers at the moment. Biomass and, you know, biomass numbers are probably the most difficult numbers to do simply because we've never done anything like that. So they're difficult to project. So a little bit more time has to be spent on those. So we're working on those now. And once we have those, we'll review them for the last time. And then we will be able to see a reasonably good picture of, you know, whether this is something that we will be able to take to market or not.
He stresses the high cost of producing sugar in Barbados and therefore the need for the sector to develop other revenue streams.
So we need the renewable energy, the solar and possibly wind to supplement it, but also biomass, which would help supplement revenue outside of crop season. So we're working on that. But I mean, obviously, we have to make the factory much more efficient. Orlando Athley and his team at BMC, they've been working very hard on trying to make improvements in that area. All of that will continue. But at the end of the day, sugar is not going to make money. We are the highest priced sugar product in the world, very probably. But we don't want to get rid of sugar cane because we need it for molasses. We need sugar cane for the rotation of crops like sweet potatoes and yams and vegetables for food security. So what we're trying to do is to solve a very, very difficult business challenge.
As chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seely. Recent rains break a drought that Minister of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security Indar Wear confirms has been affecting local food production.
We've had some major challenges with the drought season. The drought was prolonged. It impacted many of the farmers, and given the fact that we had to go to water rationing, didn't help the situation a whole lot. You do know that the Barbados Water Authority put out a rationing program so that a potable water can be used for purposes of drinking and cooking, etc., rather than washing cars and washing down yards, etc. So we've had some challenges with the drought, but the farmers are still planting. And I do look forward now to this rainy season. I hope that it won't be such that we will have too many floods. But this rainy season is pretty much welcome, and I look forward to seeing it continue.
Minister of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security, Indar Wear. Meantime, a local businessman operating in Spitestown, St. Peter, is calling on officials to fix the issues that are causing severe flooding in the area. Owner of Fisherman's Pub, Clement Armstrong, says for years the area has been prone to flooding and continues to impact businesses. His comments came following reports of flooding yesterday.
Because the channel to the sea is always locked, it's bad engineering, they have when they build a jetty, and nobody come to repair. These problems is not new in Spitestown. This has been happening in Spitestown for 17 years. Okay, and this can continue to happen to one set of business people in this country, and nobody address it. Just walk through and talk. Cars down, you get flooded out. A little bit of rain come down, the water going to church here, they going to church with cafe, they going to variety, they going to Eddie's building, because the water can't get out. The sea is above Spitestown. You need a marina in Spitestown to get this water out from between the market and the SNL. Engineer, they need to dig out the whole thing and do a proper job. It's patch, and can't come to in Spitestown. And if it's a flooding in Spitestown, we'll be news, nobody coming, nobody going past the whole town. So we get shut off again. We got nearly about 7 or 4 outlets to the sea. Every time rain falls, it's a problem.
Owner of Fisherman's Pub, Clement Armstrong. The Criminal Investigations Department in the Northern Division has made a breakthrough in their investigations into the shooting death of Romario Roach at Spitestown St. Peter on May 12th. They've arrested and formally charged 25-year-old Shamar Innes of French Village, St. Philip, for murder and the unlawful use of a firearm. Innes is jointly charged with 29-year-old Dylan Griffith of Collins, St. Peter, for violent disorder on the day of the shooting. The accused are scheduled to appear in Holtown Magistrates Court today. And a 14-year-old boy who had been reported missing has been found. Police say Kadon Franklin of Butler's Avenue, Spooner's Hill, St. Michael, who was reported missing on Sunday, May 21st, has been traced and is safe. A University of the West Indies finance expert gives government high marks for its management of the economy since 2018, but predicts rising prices may continue to be a challenge for the country overall. University of the West Indies Pro Vice Chancellor and Professor of Finance, Dr. Justin Robinson, was reacting to the recent IMF review of Barbados's performance under the latest agreement.
I think the key takeaways are, one, the government continues to do an outstanding job in managing the public finances, and we have seen a significant and sustained recovery in the public finances since coming out from the challenges we were facing going into 2018, along with foreign exchange reserves. So I think that's a key takeaway, which is really much stronger, more robust public finances. However, the economy will continue to be challenged, I expect it, by high inflation. And we still appear to be in the early phases of building a more sustainable, wider economy.
UWI Pro Vice Chancellor and Professor of Finance, Dr. Justin Robinson. The Ministry of Youth, Sport and Community Empowerment is working to have its Youth Entrepreneurship Scheme program, or YES, accredited by the next 2 months. Youth Minister Charles Griffith believes the current YES program is at a standard high enough to be counted as an official certification. He was speaking during the launch of a training of trainers workshop under the YES program at the ministry's headquarters in Sky Mall yesterday. The program has been providing young people with the needed skills to run their own businesses for over 20 years.
There's a need to certify, train at this level. I believe that this particular program is pitched almost at an associate degree or diploma level. It is intensive. And the information is provided by facilitators who are highly qualified. So one of the things that I thought was necessary to make the program even more attractive was to add certification to that. So we turned to the School of Continuing Studies University to ensure that we can have it accredited through them. So we're working in partnership with them. I expect that maybe in the next 2 months or so, all of the negotiations will be completed and we will be able to have the program fully certified.
Minister of Youth, Sport and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has offered her condolences and pledged to support Guyana following a devastating fire that struck the Madea Secondary School yesterday, killing 19 children. In a statement, Ms. Motley described the situation as tragic, and she said, "It is the moment in which Barbados and the entire Caribbean joins with Guyana in sharing their pain and loss." Finally, Caribbean Police commissioners yesterday began a 5-day meeting in Trinidad and Tobago, overshadowed by the increased level of crime, particularly murders in the English-speaking Caribbean. It's the 37th annual general meeting of Caribbean Commissioners of Police. Addressing the conference, Trinidad and Tobago's National Security Minister, Fitzgerald Hines, said many countries of the regions have surpassed their previous crime records, with 8 of them falling in the top 20 of the world's most dangerous countries based on high rates of homicide. He notes that daily in CARICOM, at least 14 people are killed due to interpersonal violence. Recapping the headlines. Plans being laid for a new-look Barbados cane industry, largely based on renewable energy rather than sugar. Heavy rains break a drought that the agricultural minister says hurt local food production. Men charged with murder for a Spitestown shooting. A missing 14-year-old boy found. Key finance experts predict. Expert predicts high prices will continue, but gives government high marks for its management of the economy. And regional police commissioners meet in Trinidad and Tobago to discuss transnational organized crime. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.